I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ. God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and his blood has made me whole. Today I'd like to speak about what it means to be saved. Now, before we can answer this question, we must consider what the word saved actually means. The Greek word translated as saved in the Bible means to deliver or protect. Now, think of it as a person trapped in a burning building. The savior in this scenario might be the fireman who rescued or delivered them from the flames. If a person had been kidnapped, those who delivered them from the kidnappers would be the savior in that situation. In each of these examples, a person is saved or rescued from danger or death. Now, to understand scriptural salvation, we must discover what Jesus actually saves us from. After John the Baptist was born, the Holy Ghost came upon Zechariah, John's father, and he prophesied of the coming Messiah and the salvation he would bring. He said in Luke 1:69-71, God has raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we might be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. This great deliverance from our enemies is the essence of salvation. But then we must ask, who are our enemies? Now, some tell us salvation is our deliverance from God's punishment for sin. But I ask, since salvation is from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, would not that make God the enemy? Such a thought is absurd. God did not hate us. The Bible said God so loved the world. The Apostle Paul gave insight into whom our enemies are when he wrote, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." He said that in Ephesians 6:12. Our enemies are not other people. They are Satan and the powers of darkness. If you think your enemy has a human face, you have already lost the battle, because as Paul reminds us, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Our greatest enemy, however, is not Satan, but something he brought upon us through his deception and rebellion. This enemy is called sin. Sin is not just an act, but a spiritual power that has dominion in the heart of fallen humanity. Jesus described sin as a slave master in John 8:34, and Paul also spoke of the lost person as being a servant or slave of sin in Romans 6:17. He described sin as a power that once dwelt in him, which caused him to commit the actions of sin. He says that in Romans 7:17. Sin, Satan, and the power of darkness are the great enemies which Jesus came to deliver and protect us from, or to save us from. This is the same message the angel gave to Joseph, saying, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." We're told that in Matthew 1:21. The Apostle Paul describes how Jesus Christ delivered us from sin, saying, "Knowing this, our old man is crucified with him," with Christ, "that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." That's Romans 6:6. The body of sin speaks of the sin nature, or the whole of sin that is in you. The Bible also describes our deliverance from Satan, saying this, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he," Christ, also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. That's Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. Now consider this. If you were trapped in a burning building and someone came to you, would you be saved if they left you in the building dying in the flames? Of course not. You would only be saved if you had been delivered from the building and its flames. Why is it then that in church theology we declare that saved people are still under sin's dominion? Isn't that a contradiction? There is really no such thing as a saved sinner. Either you are a sinner, or you are now one who has been saved from sin by Jesus Christ. Yes, a person who had been saved from a burning building could return to the fire and perish in the building, but they were not saved from the fire unless they had been rescued out of it. Even so, a person Christ has saved from sin can possibly return back to the bondage of sin, but in doing so, they have abandoned their salvation. Peter describes this situation, saying, "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are entangled again therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than beginning." That's 2 Peter 2 and 20. But Peter goes on to say, "It is happening unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her own wallow in the mire." 2 Peter 2:22. We have been washed from our sins, but those that return to it are returning to their wallow in the mire. If you were saved, you were delivered from sin by the blood of Christ. And if you are back in sin, it is because you turn back to something which Christ delivered you from. Salvation is the work Christ accomplished upon the cross to deliver us from sin. The term saved describes those who have now been rescued from sin's dominion, from its power, and from its presence. So the next time you say, "I am saved," answer this one question. What are you saved from? I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ. Though 10,000 angels sing, with every